NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Sometimes on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport with you until 5:30 today. Tennessee at Florida. Vol Network coverage begins at that point. Tip-off scheduled for just after 6 o'clock. Get us on Twitter at 3HL1045, on Instagram 3HL, on Facebook 3HL. And now it's time to talk with our friend Alan Bell from Sportsline.com. And you can check him out on Twitter. Very entertaining follow, at AlanBell247. And last night, as I was getting into bed, AB, I saw a retweet that you posted from a basketball game with a late three that didn't need to be shot and an 8.5-point spread down by 7.
Brutal. First off, appreciate you guys having me back. Yeah. So let me set the stage for anybody who didn't see it. So you had Baylor and Kansas. All right. Baylor's an 8.5-point favorite. They're up 76-66 with literally a second left.
Oh, Kansas. Yeah.
Yeah. Kansas fires a three from half court. Means nothing to anything. Banks it. Makes it. Covers the spread. And the best part, and I implore anybody out there who hasn't seen it, go find the video. And if you look to the bottom right corner, there's a guy who's a Baylor fan. And as soon as that shot goes in, he loses his mind. You could tell he had money on Baylor as well. That was the absolute best part. He was furious.
Oh, that's outstanding. And I, you know, now that we're a legal sports wagering state, lots of people are paying attention to little things like that.
Absolutely. They're paying great attention. No, that was a horrible beat. I mean, the best part, and I always say, like, you guys have Todd Furman on, and, you know, I think the world of Todd. I think he's the best in the business. He tweeted out as soon as it came out, he just wrote, disgusting. Like, it was perfect. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I think we all notice those things a little bit more than we used to. NHL season has started. Can we bet the NHL? I know we can bet the NHL, but can we who have never bet the NHL bet the NHL successfully? You got any tips there?
Yeah, I do. So, you know, you look at the NHL right now. So understand, you know, you're betting either a spread, which is generally 1.5 goals, or you're just betting money line straight up. And favorites in the NHL right now are at about 61-62% clip, which is tremendous. Home favorites are at 70%. Like, that is an unbelievable number. So right now, keep an eye on that. It'll move at some point, but right now, home favorites, that's your play straight up.
Well, and maybe that is the play, honestly, with the way that they've set up the schedule with nothing but divisional games and these twofer deals. There are going to be a lot of back-to-backs at home and a lot of tired road teams on those second nights. We won't see that tonight with the Predators because that game has been postponed because of a COVID issue with regard to Carolina. But, yeah, I'm going to take a look at that. I don't feel great about it yet, AB, but I listen to you.
Well, I'll say this. Take a look at it, you know, and you don't have to place the bet. Just kind of place an imaginary bet, honestly, of like 5 games and just kind of track it. See how it works for you. You know what I mean? And you could do a lot of homework that way. But NHL is very, very profitable right now for sure.
Mo Dirt on Twitter, at Brent Doherty, that shot saved my parlay, LOL.
Yeah, there he is. Yep. See, absolutely, man. And like, that's what makes it so fun is that at one moment on a shot that means nothing to anything with the game,
yeah,
you have half the people are just jubilant and going crazy. And the other half put an iPhone through a television, right? Like, it's just awesome.
Great for sports ratings in the state of Tennessee. I mean, how many people would have normally been watching Kansas Baylor?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You're paying attention to the end of the game for sure.
I love it. So Alan Bell 24/7 on Twitter with Sportsline.com. I noticed that Sportsline put out some odds for next Tennessee coach, even though there's no AD right now. AB, AB, do you want to be the AD at UT?
Let me say this, man. I would love to do it. Just the fact to turn this thing around. Like, there are some problems up there, and somebody's going to have to wrangle some boosters in. But, yeah, we've got some odds out. Billy Napier being the favorite at plus 300. And understand, this is to be the next full-time head coach. Like, they could go Kevin Steele, you know, for an interim or an acting. But the next full-time, we got Billy Napier plus 300 as the favorite. Jamie Chadwell plus 400. Kevin Steele plus 500. Tom Herman plus 700. And Hugh Freeze plus 800. So – that's where you're at right now. But yeah, Sportsline, we got those numbers out today.
Gus Malzahn on that list?
Gus Malzahn is on the list. He comes in at plus 1,200, just behind Bill Clark, who's at plus 1,000.
I love Bill Clark. Bill Clark is like, he's literally your favorite coach that you've never heard of.
Absolutely.
And he's awesome.
Let me say this. This dude saved a program that didn't exist, and he did it by himself, right? Like, there's no other perfect human being for Tennessee right now than a guy like him, you know? But we'll see, man. I mean, I'm with you. I think the world of Bill Clark, the job that he's done at UAB has been tremendous.
You should hear his stories of, like, just basically from the ground up, like, making visits and, like, just basically saying, you have to trust me that I will take care of you, that this is going to be something.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I'm with you. And, I mean, that guy is not a guy who's going to swing through McDonald's. So let's just say that.
True.
Yeah. Have you ever been to McDonald's and found a bag of cash, Alan Bell?
No, usually I'm missing a McGriddle. I never find any extra money in there. Let me say that.
For those that don't know, Dan Patrick today said his source tells him Tennessee assistant coaches were handing out cash in McDonald's bags. That's why the litany of McDonald's jokes. And actually, McDonald's of Nashville tweeted, y'all think the recruits were mad because a Big Mac and fries weren't in the bag too?
That's a great tweet. And let me say this. The reason I don't believe it is this. Who went around collecting all the McDonald's bags? Like, they don't just give those out. You know what I mean? Like, the logistics of this don't make a lot of sense.
Okay, I didn't even think that deep into it, Alan Bell. Only you would think that deep into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
AB, I might put a few ducats into Gus Malzahn at plus 1,200.
I would. I mean, that's a good number right there. And Gus Malzahn, I mean, for a guy to be sitting there that's done the winning that he has, man, that's a tremendous coach.
Lane Kiffin, not on your list, but Jeff Fisher is.
Yeah, he is. We got Jeff Fisher down there at about plus 2,000. I don't know how fans would feel about the stash coming in. I personally would love it. I'm a big Jeff Fisher guy. But no Lane Kiffin. I mean, it's just not the right time. He's doing his thing at Mississippi. I don't see any reason that he would go to Tennessee, at least right now.
Maitre V 615 on Twitter. Betting is so damn fun until it's not.
Yep. Yeah. Put that on. You know what? Tennessee fans, paint the rock. Paint that on the rock. Like, that is a testament right there. Absolutely.
All right.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the betting is so much fun until it's not. I look at this Kansas City game because of what happened to Patrick Mahomes. And now, okay, it's not a concussion. You expect him to play, you know, whatever. But how in the world do you go about betting this, not knowing what you're going to get out of Patrick Mahomes for Kansas?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first off, let's just be honest. Patrick Mahomes is going to play. Okay. I mean, the guy is going to play, barring some just, you know, supernatural disaster. The guy's going to play. So,
supernatural.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take aliens or something. I mean, but then again, I mean, we have an inauguration going this week. Like, crazy stuff can happen. Who knows? But like, Mahomes is going to play. So looking at it, you say, okay, the line's probably only going to go one way, and it's going to go in the Chiefs' favor in terms of they're a 3-point favorite right now. You get good news. It's going to be Chiefs minus 3.5, Chiefs minus 4. So if you're looking to play the Chiefs, I'd go ahead and lock that 3 in right now. That's a nice key indicator number. If you see minus 2.5 pop up, double down on it. But yeah, I mean, that number is only going to go in the Chiefs' favor as the week goes along. So if you're playing them, do it now. If you're going to play Buffalo, you got time. Sit and wait, because you'll see a plus 3.5, maybe even a plus 4. By the time Sunday gets around.
I did notice that Action 24/7 is taking it at minus 2.5, which leads me down the Buffalo path. So if I'm on the Buffalo path, then I'll wait until the end of the week, right? And I do like Buffalo in this game, money line, straight up.
Oh, yeah. Like, here's the thing. I mean, you look at the Chiefs. Like, I know the spread's only 3, but think about this, honestly. The Chiefs haven't won a game by more than 6 points since week 8. Yeah. They haven't. They're 1-8 against the spread since week 9, the worst in the NFL. Like, they're good. Don't get me wrong. But they're not blowing teams out by any means. And I know we're talking about Patrick Mahomes' concussion issue. The toe issue kind of worries me more than that. Like, that's a real injury. And it might change the way that they play him in terms of running, in terms of the red zone. We saw him, run basically the option veer, you know, down there. And he's rushed for a touchdown in 3 straight playoff games. Like, that's a big factor of their playbook. If his toe is hurt, that might change just a little bit of it.
What are you thinking about the total? at 53 and a half.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the weather's going to be cold. It could be windy. But these are two teams that have to score. And especially Kansas City, their defense is not necessarily going to win games. So they're going to have to put up points. Buffalo is going to have to put up points as well. So if you're looking at 53 and a half, I would play that over. You know, there's a limit to it. If it gets, you know, 56, 57, I mean, that's a ton of points. But both of these teams know what they have to do, and they both are driven by offense. So I wouldn't be scared to play the over on that.
Yeah, the weather, 48 degrees the high, 35 the low, with a 41% chance of rain, and the winds out of the north-northeast at 7 miles an hour. That's so as they're playing that game, temperature around 40 with strong winds, that's like Nashville winter, man. That's
Yeah, it really is. That's a good point, you know, and I wonder, you know, if wind does become a factor, you know, what does that do to the kicking game of what we've seen in the playoffs already? I mean, kicking has been a disaster. But both of these teams are built on the red zone. They're both so efficient. They put touchdowns on the board. I think we're going to see a pretty high scoring game.
Tampa Bay and Green Bay. We're talking with Alan Bell from Sportsline.com. Some of the numbers behind the numbers, Tampa Bay and Green Bay. So you've got Tom Brady and you've got Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers looks like he's having fun again. And he looks like he wants to win it all and then flip a bird at somebody, maybe everybody. I don't know. But yeah. Green Bay is favored by three. What do you think about this matchup?
I mean, I love Green Bay. Like, honestly, like, you know, you look at what they've done. They've won seven straight by 7+ points. They've only allowed 18 or fewer points in each of their last four games. I mean, they're just playing the most efficient football that we've seen out of them. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers honestly looks like a dad playing dodgeball with his kids in the yard. Like, he can do whatever he wants. Like, I mean, literally, like, he creates a run game with his arm. He can, you know, put the ball on a dime down the field. Like, every single thing about him is literally at a career high right now. But let me say this. After saying all of that, the conference championship game has been the only bugaboo of Aaron Rodgers' career. He's lost three straight. Tom Brady's won three straight conference championship games. Does that have any play in this? Don, we talked about it last week, like which stats matter, which ones don't. This one might not have anything to do with anything. But this has been the one point in Aaron Rodgers' career that it hasn't been perfect for him. However, he's playing at home this time. The rest have been on the road.
So there's all this talk about Tom Brady has now been, you know, in warm weather. And he's been in Tampa long enough to where, you know, that this could affect him. How much does anybody take that into account when looking at that? Because I look at Tom Brady, I'm like, yeah, but he played for 20 freaking years in weather.
Yeah.
High of 30, chance of snow. That's
yeah. Let me say this. That's not going to affect Tom Brady whatsoever. I mean, this guy's played in the worst weather imaginable. And even if he hadn't, he would be prepared. The same thing that, you know, we heard the stories about Peyton Manning. He would dunk footballs in a bucket. Like, Tom Brady's the exact same preparation guy. But what does it do to the people around him? Because they haven't played in New England for 21 years in the cold, right? Yeah. What does it do to somebody like Godwin, who we've seen, you know, a wide receiver for Tampa Bay, who's had drop passes? What does it do to Antonio Brown? What does it do to Mike Evans, right? Like, what does it do to Leonard Fournette running the ball? Like, playoff Leonard Fournette has been a monster, but does the cold weather affect him? Like, that's the thing. I don't think it's going to affect Tom, but it could affect everyone else around him. So it is something to keep an eye on, just in terms of that.
What do you think about the total in that one?
51 and a half, I think, was the last.
Yeah,
somewhere around there. I mean, you know, it's tough, man, because
that's a tough number.
It's a tough number because here's the thing. You look at what Tampa's done. You know, we saw last week all their touchdowns came off turnovers. Well, you know, that's going to be pretty tough when Aaron Rodgers never does that, right? Like, he's not going to give you the ball, right? So they're going to have to go 80-yard drives, 75-yard drives. It's possible. Green Bay doesn't have a perfect defense, but they're playing pretty good football right now. So, you know, for me, I'm really not going to touch that total. I don't like it either way. I think points are going to be scored. But again, we go back to Green Bay. Green Bay's winning weird games. Green Bay's putting up their 30 points, but it's the other team that's, you know, scoring 13, 15, 16, 18. That's the hard part, is that we could project what Green Bay will do. I can't project what Tampa Bay's going to do.
Man, I hate that the betting football season is almost over, man. But I know you're going to have fun this weekend. Hey, if people have questions for you, at AlanBell247 on Twitter, you'll be glad to answer them.
Absolutely, man. Thank you guys so much for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Sportsline.com, the website. Man, they, you want to talk about diving into the numbers? Go check that website out. Definitely do it. And then ask Alan Bell how you can get involved with Sportsline at AlanBell247. When we come back, pretty cool story here. Tate Pearson plays basketball for Belmont. His cousin, Dawson Knox, obviously still in the NFL playoffs. And Tate's been watching games on the bus in some situations. We'll talk with him for a few minutes when we come back and get a little angle to that story next on 104.5. Jason.